Esther Flores calls human trafficking a mega, multifaceted problem that's happening not just in some other part of the country, but right here in Columbus. And it's something that's also chronically underreported.
Unfortunately, sometimes what happens is, you know, officials ignore the frontliners. On 2018, the National Human Trafficking Hotline reported that in the state of Ohio, there was only 219 cases. You hear that? 219. That also included labor, commercial, you know, street, you know, prostitution. But here on the hilltop, on the west side, one Divine Line to Health, you know, that's the nonprofit that I'm a founder of, we saw 1,250 females. 1,250 females. That's how many we served at the drop-in center. 12 transgender, and we had access to 50 children.
Flores says the exploitation and coercion takes many forms.
By forced prostitution, labor, begging, criminality, domestic servitude, marriage, and organ harvesting by being drugged into the act. The women, the transgender, and the children that we work with, they're not it, they're not sex toys, they're not objects, they're human beings. They are someone's child, someone's daughter, a parent, an aunt, a relative. Unfortunately, there are people out there that think otherwise, but I'm here to speak for the voiceless. They're traumatized. They come from different states. They were trafficked here. What's so sad also is that we have girls who are runners from the foster care system. We have also unborn children. Do you know that I'm working with five women who have no prenatal care and they're being trafficked?
Flores says victims need compassion and accessibility to basic necessities. Victims also have a fear of institutions, even people in uniform, which compounds the problem when it comes to law enforcement. Flores says it's also harder to prosecute human traffickers because they have to be caught in the act and the victims must come forward. Flores says administration changes within the Columbus Division of Police have enhanced interactions with her One Divine Line to Health group. She's hoping to create a full-time drop-in center for victims by renovating some property that was donated to her organization. There are recovery success stories. Clean Turn works with people coming out of human trafficking to find jobs. Clean Turn's Melissa Reinhardt recalls a story of one woman whose drinking turned to pills, and she eventually ended up being trafficked on the streets of Columbus. But after being arrested, the woman entered the Franklin County program CATCH, which stands for Changing Actions to Change Habits. Reinhardt picks up the story from there.
She went through the entire program. It's a two-year program. It's not easy. And she has been working with us for about a year and a half. So when she was probably 6 months into the program or so, she started working with us. She is just a joy. She brings joy and positivity everywhere she goes. She's a team lead with us now. She trained up someone else who was on her team to become a team lead. And so it's such a journey. You hear about what's going on the streets, and it's very messy. It's very complex. But there is hope, and I think when you hear stories like that, you see the humanity.
Officials say Catch Court has served more than 500 women since its creation in 2009. The program has received national recognition, and it's being replicated in other Ohio communities and across the country. I'm Mike Foley, WCBE News.